Hello, everybody. Anton Crelli here, and welcome back to the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. Back from my car this time. Oh, man. Before we get into the episode, I got to say, I'm so happy to have this thing back. Last week, I was looking at cars for sale online, and I was thinking about selling mine and switching it up a little bit. And after having the loaner car for a few days, I kind of like just adjusted to it. And I was like, oh, this car is fine. Then I got back in mine once it was fixed. And I was like, I'm so sorry, car. I'm not getting rid of you anytime soon. I absolutely love this thing. But yeah, not the point. Point is, I got it back. It was actually a little bit cheaper than I mentioned last episode. So can't complain. Mirror's fixed. We are good to go. And we're back to recording. But that's not the point of this episode. The point of this episode is for me to share what I just shared with somebody privately that is new to dropshipping and had some concerns now that they're up and running. So they did what I recommend in my coaching program, the Dropship Blueprint. Learn more at dropshiplifestyle.com. And they got approved with a bunch of suppliers. They got into a niche that had hundreds of them. They had many of them approve them. They uploaded a lot of products to their store. And now a little bit of time has passed and they're selling a lot of products, but not for every supplier they got approved with. They have some suppliers that have been uploaded on their store for a couple months now, and they haven't sold any products for them yet. And they were saying to me that they were worried that these suppliers and these brands would get frustrated because they approved them, they uploaded their products, and they're not bringing sales. And what I said to them is, this should frustrate you. It should not be frustrating to them. Like, don't worry about that right now. Worry about, you know, your own business. You should be selling more of their products, and that's what I would focus on, okay? I would not be concerned that a supplier was going to call me and say, hey, what's going on? And be like actually angry. Why aren't you selling our stuff? Because the deal is, of course, suppliers want you to bring them sales. And of course, that's the goal. But if you don't, it's not going to make or break their business. And what you should be doing, again, instead of thinking, oh no, I hope they don't get mad, is thinking, okay, let me look at this from an analytics perspective and let me see why maybe I have, I'll just use an easy number, maybe I have 10 suppliers and all of my sales are coming from the same five of them. Is it because simply nobody wants products from the other five? Or is it because I'm not even getting any traffic to those five suppliers, meaning none of my website visitors are going to those product pages? And that is more likely the case if you're literally not selling anything for them. And the way you can check this and the way you should check this, first off, is going into Google Analytics, which you probably know we use to track everything, looking in content, and then looking at your all pages drill down, where it shows you traffic to all different pages on your store and how many people visit them, how long they stick around for. Sort it by which pages get the most traffic and just check, are you getting visits on those pages? And then if you are, you want to check what the bounce rates are, meaning are people just leaving right away? Are they hanging out? You want to find the problem because, again, either this, and this probably isn't the case, but either nobody wants products from those specific brands, nobody is searching for them, and that's just it. You're never going to sell for them anyway. And if that's the case, then of course they're not going to be frustrated because they know nobody else is selling their stuff either. But more likely the case is you're not getting traffic to those product pages. One, because your ad budget is going towards the other suppliers, the ones that are bringing you traffic and sales. Or you might find that you are getting visits to those product pages, but you're not getting sales. And if that's the case, then it's a conversion problem, not a traffic problem. So from there, that would frustrate me, right? If I was getting visits to them, but people weren't buying, well, I would think, okay, what can I do to make my product pages better? And then to do that, obviously I would do everything I cover in module 5 of the Dropship Blueprint, which is all about optimizing for conversions. But in addition to that, I would be looking at my competitors' stores that are selling those same products from those same brands. I would literally go in a split screen view on my computer, looking at their product pages on my store versus the other stores. And I would look to see, if I was a customer, is there any reason I would choose my competitor's store over mine? And if I saw things, then I would make changes on my site to make my product pages more compelling to get more sales. sales. And again, the reason I'd be doing this is because I would be frustrated. If I got approved with any brand and I uploaded products to my store and I knew that other people were selling their products, I would want to be selling for them. My last concern would be the supplier emailing me or calling me and saying, "Why aren't you selling our stuff?" Because if they did ask me that, I would want an answer, right? As a business owner, because it is my responsibility. So I wouldn't be worried about them being frustrated with me. I would be frustrated at myself because I didn't do whatever I had to do to either find ways to get traffic to those product pages or to optimize those pages for conversions, or eventually maybe realize that, you know what, maybe nobody does search for this supplier and maybe nobody is actually bringing them sales. And if that's the case, then I would simply just not even try to spend money on ads there if there was no way to make it work. So that's kind of a short episode, guys, but that's my response to that question. Don't worry about suppliers being frustrated with you if you're not selling any products for their brand. Instead, be frustrated with yourself for not bringing traffic to them. And always remember, if other people are actively selling these products, there's no reason you can't do it yourself. Make the time for it, whether you have to go into Google Ads and bump up your cost per click a little bit for products from those specific brands, whether you have to optimize those product pages for conversions. Go ahead, see what you can do, add them into the mix, bring in extra sales, increase your product offerings, make more money, and then everybody's happy. So hope you found this episode helpful, guys. If you did, do me a favor, go over to Apple Podcasts, leave a review. I really appreciate that. And if you're listening and you're brand new, be sure to go to dropshipwebinar.com, where I will tell you all about the brand new version of the Dropship Blueprint. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you in the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See you, everybody.